behind. And from the dirt road on the other side of the wall, headlights caught Seth and outlined him in the night. He froze. The headlights belonged to a heavy vehicle, maybe 100 yards away, bouncing slowly toward them. It looked like a delivery van bumping in their direction along the dirt path. Seth hesitated only a moment. In a hard whisper, he said, "Come on, we can make it before they get here." Rory grabbed his leg. "Wait." There was no reason to run in front of a big old van at 1 in the morning. Except Seth Calder wanted to do it. It was a dare. The van rattled toward them. Seth glanced down at her, and the look on his face seemed like a promise. This was an adventure. Rory boosted herself up. The van's headlights popped to brights. They lit Seth up like a paranormal creature. Rory jumped back down and yanked on his leg so hard he fell to the ground. They bungled to a heap on the grass. On the far side of the wall, the van ground to a stop. Its door creaked open. "Crap," Seth said. Rory huddled to her feet against the wall.
"We can't get in trouble for being in my own backyard. It's my house, it's Mackenzie property."
"What if it isn't the UPS guy?"
The engine gargled. Gingerly, Rory stood on tiptoe to see over. Her blood turned to cold water. The van was stopped a few yards away on the dirt road. In front of it, a figure stood silhouetted, feet planted wide, just standing there, looking. She crouched back down.
"What does he want?"
"What does Freddy Krueger want?"
Her skin seemed to zing, like she'd touched an electric socket with wet fingers.
"Treehouse."
She'd never seen Freddy Krueger, but Seth had 3 big brothers and snuck along whenever they did things. Freddy Krueger had knives for fingers and killed teenagers. She ran low along the wall to the avocado tree. Its leaves were dark and slick in the starlight. She dashed underneath it with Seth hard at her side. Outside the wall, the van rumbled.
"Who is he?" Seth said.
"Don't want to know."
She shimmied up the tree trunk. Seth squirreled up behind her. They clambered into the treehouse and crouched on the creaking planks and peered out through the leaves. The headlights of the van caught the upper reaches of the tree.
"Think he can see us?" she whispered.
Seth shook his head. The figure stood silhouetted in the headlights. He moved like a lump, splitting the beams. He turned in a slow circle and paused, facing the tree.
"Oh," Rory said.
"We didn't do anything," Seth said.
"Like Freddy Krueger cares?"
They held still, hands curled over the edge of the open treehouse window, and Rory saw more lights in the farther distance. At first she thought a shooting star had blazed to the ground. Far, far along the county road that pushed into the foothills, near the freeway to Los Angeles, hot white lights burned the night. But it wasn't a flaming meteor crater. It was big road spotlights, like construction crews used when they fixed highways in the dark. And those lights were surrounded by flashing red and blue.
"Seth," she said.
He looked. After a moment, he shrugged.
"Don't know."
But she did. Police and fire trucks. Maybe ambulances. They were parked under big spotlights out near the highway, like there'd been a huge wreck.
"This is freaky,"
she said. Seth turned back to the Freddy guy on the dirt road.
"He's looking for something. Or someplace."
She leaned close to him. His Ninja Turtles t-shirt hung loose on his skinny shoulders. The figure in the road seemed to be backing up toward the van. Then, from beneath the tree came a bad, bad sound. Yap. She spun and leaned down through the trap door.
"Pepper, shh."
Below her, the little dog put his paws on the trunk of the tree. His tail wagged in the moonlight. He barked again.
"Pepper, no," Rory said.
Seth yanked on her sweatshirt.
"Be quiet."
She pulled back into the treehouse. The man in the head